My lips touch you with their soft wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We are about to begin the men's room with Wayne Levine, but I want to remind you, you can email me questions to bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. This segment of the Bruce Allen Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's N-P-I-E-R.com. Write for their free newsletter to info@npier.com. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine, who is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's also the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. Part of men's retreats often involve rituals, which is our topic today. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to our weekly ritual, Wayne.
Yes, that's a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure, and part of rituals, part of the definition of a ritual is something I think you do on a consistent basis, and there is no more consistent guest for my show than you.
Yes. Well, you know, we have to do it over and over again for it to sink in, Bruce.
Yeah, the sad thing that listeners don't know is you mean for it to sink in to me, not to them. But we'll let those that don't know our relationship that well think that you actually mean other people.
Yeah, that too, that too.
Rituals are a huge part of the men's work, of which I was intimately involved for 10 years and still stay involved for special events as I value the work that you've done and the groups and the men that have become part of your circle. Why don't you share some of the rituals that you have learned and followed and practiced regarding men and men's work that you would like the audience to know about?
Well, you know, rituals provide structure and safety and legacy. You know, so it's such an important part of a family, and really the circle of men is a family as well. So we need these rituals to ground us. And they are also just very important to mark the importance of moments, right? For instance, coming to group is an important moment. Being in group each week is an important moment, but also leaving group is important. Saying goodbye, just as we have funerals and memorial services. When a man leaves group and he has developed this relationship with the men, oftentimes men just want to say, hey, I'll see you around, mm-hmm. We'll have lunch, I'll call you, see you later. But the truth is that when they leave group, the relationships that they're having with those men are going to change. And for some of them, those relationships will end. And it's important to confront the feelings that go along with these passages. So leaving is loss. Saying goodbye is loss. And I know for men, it's something that many men are reluctant to face. So it's very important that we really take the time to mark these transitions, because there's a lot of learning that we can get out of each of those moments, and sharing those moments strengthens our relationships.
What's interesting to me about what you just said that I'd like you to maybe elaborate on is the fact that, having been with you from almost literally the day the Men's Center opened, that particular ritual of how to leave the group took some time to develop and evolve. We learned from the guys that did just say, hey, adios, to that wasn't working, and maybe the ones that got overly involved in gift-giving and other things, maybe that wasn't working. And the ritual took time to develop into a tradition.
Right.
And would you elaborate on that idea?
Well, as I mentioned, the most important part of that particular passage is being honest and connecting with each man from the heart. And so, you know, as men leave, just as they were each week, everything they did revealed something about themselves as men and something about the work that they still needed to do to become fully actualized, whatever that meant for them. And we saw that even in the leaving rituals. But really, the most important thing is to honor, at least in the groups, it's to honor that the relationships, to honor that circle, and that's the way to confront and to embrace all the feelings that you have around having spent that time together. And I think all that we're talking about relates to the rituals that take place in the home as well.
Well, and every society has rituals about boyhood to manhood.
Right.
There are now more of them that are gender neutral, but historically there's been, whether it's the indigenous tribes that send the boys off into the woods or the Jewish tribes that send the boys off to the Torah.
Right.
Well, one or the other is a passage.
Yeah, well, we sorely lack ritual for boys. I mean, that's a big issue. And the organizations like Man-Making, they're trying to rebuild those rituals and bring kids with mentors together, kids who don't have the dads around, to initiate them into manhood. It's at the core of the crisis that we have in our culture around
men
not really embracing their masculinity.
Yeah,
because they're still boys; they were never initiated into manhood, and it's something that we're trying to do through the work. And so we have our annual retreat, which is an initiation. But it's really just the beginning, where we only have the men for a couple of days. It's the beginning of that process of learning, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, what it really means for you to be the best man you can be in your family and in your community.
And how interesting, as I reflect on what you just said, that we're talking about grown men that never had any passage into manhood, let alone boys that are not given that opportunity. And many of these grown men would, in certain of the events that you would have on a weekend, would break down and become a little boy as they were reliving some of the hurts of their past, or just realizing that they hadn't dealt with certain things that were laying deep within, that the ritual of a passage to manhood would have provided. And how strange that a man in his 30s, 40s, or 50s might finally realize that he's a man.
Oh, strange and painful to watch and wonderful to see men get through. And the fact is, we have a country full of men who have not been initiated. And it's like I said, it's the core of the problems that we have, the men acting out like little boys in so many ways, affecting themselves and their relationships and hurting people around them. So it's critical, really critical, that the men in this country become initiated so they can be available to initiate the boys.
I am curious, just on a personal note, we only have 2 minutes left, Wayne, but what family rituals do you have at home that are special to you?
The ritual now that we keep is making sure that the kids don't come back.
I love it.
Because we're enjoying ourselves too
much.
Oh,
gosh. I wish I'd set that up. I wish that was planned. That was one of your best. Best ever.
We had our dinner rituals. We had a lot of fun rituals. In fact, in a few weeks, we're all going on vacation for the first time, just the four of us, without other boyfriends and girlfriends there. And we're looking forward to going back to the ritual that we used to have of going in the desert and doing the things that we did as a family. And we lost that because of these other relationships. And now the kids are old enough to really appreciate that, yeah, that was special, and they're looking forward to it again, too. So it grounded us, and it's nice to see that appreciation was instilled.
Yes, well, that's my point about ritual and tradition, that if you do it enough, especially with the young kids, it will come back in their memory, and they will probably perpetuate it in their own families.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, whatever it is, whether it's religious or whether it's play or whether it's food, we always go back to those moments, and we cherish those moments. And one of the greatest memories I have of my father is his love of veal parmesan.
Okay, we are out of time. On that mouth-watering note, please tell our listeners where they can find you, Wayne.
Bettermen.org. You can find a copy of my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men, which is also available in e-version from all the outlets. And then we have our Better Men Initiation into Manhood annual retreat in Santa Barbara, September 23 through 25.
Excellent. We'll talk to you next week, Wayne. Thank you. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show at the Odds Point of View. It's time for a break. We will be back with a special guest, Barbara Greenberg, talking about teenagers.